For some reason, Harry found that he did not want to look at Hermione. He turned to his bed, picked up the pile of clean robes Mrs. Weasley had laid upon it, and crossed the room to his trunk.
"Harry," said Hermione tentatively.
"Well done," said Harry, so heartily it did not sound like his voice at all, and still not looking at her.
"Brilliant! Prefect! Great!"
"Thanks," said Hermione.
"Harry, could I borrow Hedwig so I can tell Mum and Dad? They'll be really pleased. I mean, prefect is something they can understand."
"Yeah, no problem," said Harry, still in the horrible, hearty voice that did not belong to him.
"Take her!"
He leaned over his trunk, laid the robes on the bottom of it, and pretended to be rummaging for something while Hermione crossed to the wardrobe and called Hedwig down. A few moments passed. Harry heard the door close but remained bent double, listening. The only sounds he could hear were the blank picture on the wall sniggering again, and the waste paper basket in the corner coughing up the owl droppings. He straightened up and looked behind him. Hermione and Hedwig had gone. Harry hurried across the room, closed the door, then returned slowly to his bed and sank onto it, gazing unseeingly at the foot of the wardrobe. He had forgotten completely about prefects being chosen in the fifth year. He had been too anxious about the possibility of being expelled to spare a thought for the fact that badges must be winging their way towards certain people. But if he had remembered, if he had thought about it, what would he have expected?
"Not this," said a small and truthful voice inside his head.
Harry screwed up his face and buried it in his hands. He could not lie to himself. If he had known the prefect badge was on its way, he would have expected it to come to him, not Ron. Did this make him as arrogant as Draco Malfoy? Did he think himself superior to everyone else? Did he really believe he was better than Ron?
"No," said the small voice defiantly.
Was that true? Harry wondered, anxiously probing his own feelings.
"I'm better at Quidditch," said the voice, "but I'm not better at anything else."
That was definitely true, Harry thought. He was no better than Ron in lessons, but what about outside lessons? What about those adventures he, Ron, and Hermione had had together since they had started at Hogwarts, often risking much worse than expulsion?
"Well, Ron and Hermione were with me most of the time," said the voice in Harry's head.
"Not all the time, though," Harry argued with himself.
"They didn't fight Quirrell with me. They didn't take on Riddle and the Basilisk. They didn't get rid of all those Dementors the night Sirius escaped. They weren't in that graveyard with me the night Voldemort returned."
And the same feeling of ill usage that had overwhelmed him on the night he had arrived rose again.
"I've definitely done more," Harry thought indignantly. "I've done more than either of them. But maybe,"
said the small voice fairly, "maybe Dumbledore doesn't choose prefects because they've got themselves into a load of dangerous situations. Maybe he chooses them for other reasons.
Ron must have something you don't."
Harry opened his eyes and stared through his fingers at the wardrobe's clawed feet, remembering what Fred had said.
"No one in their right mind would make Ron a prefect,"